Welcome to Invitations to Play, Learn, Grow, the podcast. I am your creative solutions creator and professional mess maker. And actually, I should say to most of you, welcome back. I should get into the habit of saying welcome back. Because many of you, most of you, join me each and every week. This week, I want to continue on our conversation about loose parts and invitations and using play to learn and build new skills. And today, I want to talk about life skills. And how we can support the kids in our lives in building life skills that they may need to make stronger, that they may lack altogether. Play is a great way to build skills that we adults take for granted. So, what kinds of skills can we teach the kids in our lives that would qualify as life skills? You can teach things like cooking. You can teach different forms of communication, proper phone skills, a formal means of written communication, although more and more we use less and less written communication. We do everything with our voices now. And so perhaps it's teaching kids stronger verbal skills and stronger communication skills to help them thrive in an ever-evolving world. What other kinds of life skills could we teach? We can teach cooking. We can teach household skills like folding the laundry. I was trying to think of a title term for folding the laundry, but folding the laundry, washing the laundry, an effective way to wash dishes. These are skills that we take for granted. You could sum up, I suppose, that area of skills and tasks as chores. Perhaps that's the phrase I was looking for. Things like gardening and yard work. Gardening and yard work, sometimes we think of as a leisure set of skills, but it's a set of skills that when you get really good at it, allows you to be self-sufficient. A really good lesson that a lot of us have learned this year. You know, as adults, we learn to bake. I'm sure you've all seen the stories on social media about how bread became a craze. We all tried new kinds of food using what we had and trying to reinvent basic foods to keep them new and fresh and exciting. All of that can be made easier if you have gardening skills. Now, I enjoy gardening. I don't know necessarily how green my thumb necessarily is. I can keep plants alive and I can get my garden to produce in the summer. I wouldn't necessarily say that I should run a community garden anytime soon, but it's a fun way to learn new information as you're building new skill sets. And I talk about these kinds of examples all the time because they're things that seem to excite kids the most. But kids really do learn about nature. They learn about how things grow. They learn about what things need to thrive, which can connect to all kinds of other skills and personal needs, which is why I am always promoting using tasks and play to engage and promote learning that gets kids involved in the learning experience. Taking learning off of a screen or out of a book where they're just absorbing information. Let them experience the lessons you want them to learn. Let them experience what it is like to plant plants and do the things necessary to keep those plants alive. Let them learn about what different plants need and what they can do to provide those things. One of the topics that came up in this week's conversations was ecosystems and how all things in nature are intertwined, from our insects to our animals to our plants to our food, and how all of these things come together and work together to make things thrive. So that is another example of how to get kids who maybe are really interested in insects or plants or animals involved in the learning that you want to expose them to. So you're not just getting them to memorize facts about bees or facts about tomato plants or mint or rose bushes. They're actually engaging in exploring and learning about these things in a hands-on way that gets them excited. Kids will feel a great deal of joy if they plant something like a rose bush and they care for it and they feed it, and then they reap the benefit of watching their rose bush bloom. There is nothing, as someone who has grown rose bushes for years, there is nothing more exciting than watching one of your rose bushes exist healthy and produce beautiful, hopefully wonderful smelling flowers. I enjoy that each and every year. And it's the same thing with things like mint or green onions or tomatoes or peppers or even growing something that needs very little care like raspberry bushes. And understanding that bushes that are hardy like raspberry bushes need different things than a tomato plant needs or than a rose bush needs, and learning about how they can provide those things. Kids can learn a great sense of independence and responsibility from having to care for raspberry bushes, providing compost, getting rid of the weeds in their growing area, all of these things that keep the bushes healthy. And then they can be excited to get to go and harvest the berries that their bushes produce, which is a sweet treat. And then they can take those berries and they can turn them into other foods. which, as we've talked about in other episodes, offers so much learning and skill-building opportunity. You're learning everything from math to listening skills to teamwork and everything in between, including life skills. Life skills like how to properly and safely use a knife, learning how to multitask and how to time things out. So if you're putting a meal together that involves many different foods, you learn how to manage all of those different elements and bring them together as one cohesive meal. Again, these are all skills that adults tend to take for granted. One of the things that I like to expose people to is this idea that daily activities that enforce kids' personal responsibility actually teaches them to be independent. So things like folding their own laundry, or making their own lunch, or helping with the yard work. Kids can do things that sometimes make us adults cringe. A lot of times we adults think that we can do things better, faster, more efficient. What we forget is that by letting kids try new things and take on new responsibilities, they are growing, evolving, and developing in so many different areas. By allowing kids to do new tasks, they uncover and discover all kinds of new skill sets that they have. And they develop a sense of pride and confidence in themselves, their knowledge, and their skill sets. And then they become willing and excited to do more. I hear a lot of parents and caregivers talk about how they can't get their kids to do fill in the blank, make their bed, clean up their mess, prepare their own lunch, clean up their dishes, whatever the case may be. If you include kids in adult daily tasks, it encourages them to be responsible. It encourages them to take on more responsible tasks. Because as they watch us as adults do things, they start to think that they can do it too. And they want to try to copy the things we do. So give the kids in your life tasks and let them try. And yes, let them fail and let them try again and figure out how to do it better on their own. Now, this might require taking a larger task like doing the laundry and breaking it down into steps. They might be overwhelmed by the prospect the first time, but as they understand how it's done, and the different steps it can be broken down into, they become more willing to help. You can do the same thing with getting them to prep their own lunches, or take a shower independently, or put their own clothes away. And some of the things that can make these things easier are things like daily task calendars, where you take a list of big chores that have to be done by the end of the week. and break the big chore down into little steps that can be taken each day to get that larger task done by the end of the week. Let's use the laundry as an example. You want them to do their own laundry, but they probably don't know where to begin. So perhaps you break it down like this. On Monday, you have them take their clothes, their dirty clothes, out of their hamper and bring it to the laundry room or the laundry space. Then on Tuesday, they have to sort their laundry. Now, this is a learning opportunity. They build skills and use skills and learn while they're doing this, because they have to sort white clothes, color clothes, possibly towels and sheets, and however else you break down your laundry. So they have to think about the different categories that their clothes need to be broken down into. And then once their clothes are sorted, then the next day, they take one of the sorted batches and they put it in the washer. And then perhaps you have a chart that shows them how to start the machine, how to measure the soap. And then it's pretty self-explanatory how you move it from the washer to the dryer and turn the dryer on. It takes a little bit of practice, but step by step, they start to understand that they can do their own laundry with little to no assistance. And then, as they do the laundry, they've used their critical thinking because they have to think about what goes in what batch. Then they build more critical thinking skills when they have to go through the folding process. They have to learn how to fold a shirt differently than a pair of pants, differently than a towel, differently than a bed sheet. And then they have to categorize and put these things away. Each one of these step tasks builds their confidence, builds their independence, and teaches them a lifelong skill set. And they will experience a wide range of emotions. They'll experience frustration, they'll experience joy and excitement when they accomplish one of the smaller tasks successfully. They'll get frustrated when they try to do something the first time and it doesn't go right, and they have to figure out why the stinking towel doesn't fold easy because it seems so simple. And at the end of it all, they gain a bigger appreciation for the chores that the adults in their lives usually do for them. This is true for yard work. This is true for other household chores, like doing the dishes. Nobody likes doing the dishes, especially if you have to do them by hand. It involves a lot of listening skills, eye-hand coordination, but it can involve a lot of fun too. And kids will gain a sense of contribution to the household and understand that they have a place in the family unit, and that as a part of that family unit, they have responsibilities. And kids, believe it or not, may not like the task of being responsible, but they like the feeling of being included and being and feeling responsible. So you can use calendars to chart these responsibilities out. That would help kids chart their to-do list and their progress. But I had started to talk about daily activities and how daily activities build independence. And allowing kids to do these kinds of things reinforces their independence and shows them that independence can be fun, that it can feel good to do something for yourself. And it reinforces their own appreciation for their own skills. And then they develop a sense of pride. And again, want to do more and more and more for themselves. And then they offer to learn how to do things. And as their skill sets grow, and as their interest level grows in different tasks, their responsibility can grow to things like cutting the grass or weeding the yard, which takes a little bit of time, a little bit of teamwork, and patience. They have to understand what is a weed, what is a plant, how to properly pull the weeds and discard of them. If they're responsible for harvesting food in a garden, they have to learn the proper ways to do that. And as the seasons change, they can do things like, I hate to even say these words because the weather just got nice, but shoveling the snow or raking the leaves and then piling those leaves up and learning how to discard them or how to repurpose them. All of these things build motor skills, teach kids to be independent, give them a sense of contribution. They make the kids in our lives independent and reinforce lifelong skill sets for them that will help them as they go out into the world and get jobs years down the line. And the more of these tasks that we expose them to, they gain uncommon knowledge. So if they have an interest in nature or plants or food or construction or transportation, and they want to experiment and be a part of these things, they're going to gain knowledge that they will take pride in, that will stick with them into their young adulthood, that will hopefully affect and influence their job choices. So they could become farmers, they could become store clerks, they could become bakers, they could become construction workers, they could become artists, all inspired by these experiences that they were given as young children. So I encourage you to give your kids daily activity experiences. You know, one of the skills that I learned at a young age, because for whatever reason I had an interest in it, was learning to build a fire. We went camping a lot as kids, and I think it actually became kind of a competition amongst us kids of, because the adults would let us at night start fires for the campsites. They would let us gather the wood and learn how to burn our paper products instead of throwing them in the collective garbage. And so it became this fun little competition, who could build the biggest, quickest lighting fire. Well, those are skills that I still use today. And I love sitting by a fire today. And so those skills become valuable. If you're doing projects around the house or projects around the yard that involve carpentry skills, building a shed, or putting up fencing, or something as simple as building a birdhouse, or a compost bin, or using bricks to create flower beds. These things are tasks that honestly we as adults take for granted, but that kids get excited by. And you can bring together a real life adult activity and play, where you can encourage kids to use their blocks to build their own versions of things that mom and dad are creating. Perhaps they build their own fort and help out. They're learning to use a hammer and a saw and nails and a measuring tape, which again reinforces all of these different skill sets that they'll carry with them for the rest of their lives. Same thing with transportation, mechanics, and robotics. If they have an interest in these things and you have opportunities for kids to explore these things, allow them to do so, because it gives them life skills and uncommon knowledge that hopefully they will take with them for the rest of their lives. Another fun example, as we round out this week's episode, is if you live on a farm or in a rural area where you are exposed or involved with a lot of different animals. Animals bring all kinds of their own learning opportunities about building relationships and engaging with other species and learning about the needs of different animals and their habitats and their diets and how to care for other living things in general. You know, that can be a valuable set of learning life skills, whether you live in a waterfront community or on a farm or in a more dry desert-like environment. The learning opportunities are going to be very, very different. You might not have all kinds of animals available for kids to learn with, but maybe, again, if you live close to water and water ecosystems and animals, that is going to be a different set of learning opportunities than someone who lives in a urban city. And those learning experiences and opportunities are individually valuable. They're going to learn about fish and other, perhaps ocean or lake or river or pond animals and life forms, things like clams and crabs and different species of fish and plant life. and what all of those things need to thrive and survive. So I encourage you to engage kids in daily tasks, daily activities that expose them to these things. You know, if you live in a fishing community, learning fishing is an incredible life skill. Again, they learn to feed themselves. They learn the process of fishing and the materials and the interpersonal skills that they need to get really good at fishing. I enjoyed fishing as a kid. Wasn't necessarily all that successful at it, but I enjoyed it. And when I enjoyed it, I was willing to try it more and more and more. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you found it useful. I also want to invite you to join me each and every Wednesday from 11 a.m. to noon for a free virtual event that I offer. It's an opportunity for us to get together and have a group discussion about different tasks and topics like the ones we discussed today. If you would like to participate in that weekly event, I would encourage you to head on over to thecreativecampusonline.com and check out our meetup event. I want to thank you for joining me this week. I hope you'll come back next time when I'm going to have another fun learning and skill building topic to dive into together. Thanks for joining me and have a great rest of your week.